An art museum on the National Mall here in Washington is turning its gaze to Iran. For her first exhibition, the Hirshhorn's new director has decided to focus on a woman who's made her home country's turbulent history the subject of high art. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more on the artist Shireen Nishat.
She's the most famous contemporary artist to come from Iran, and right now she's playing with her puppy in her airy Manhattan apartment. The puppy is a rambunctious black lab. The apartment is white, white floors, bookshelves, and a long white leather couch. Nishat's most famous images contrast women in black chadors with men in crisp white cotton shirts. Nishat left Iran as a teenager in 1974 to attend school in Los Angeles. She did not return until 1990, 11 years after the Islamic Revolution transformed her country.
When I went to Iran, I was not an artist yet.
Culturally, politically, visually, Iran was completely different. Men no longer made eye contact. Women who'd worn miniskirts had become black shadows in the streets. Nishat processed her complicated feelings through a series of striking, staged photographs of veiled women, some holding guns.
It's about this dichotomy between religion, politics, violence, and feminism.
Nishat collaborated with others to take the pictures, but she conceptualized, directed, and appears in many of them. Curator Melissa Ho picked one as the show's opening image.
And it's this stunning close-up of her eye with calligraphy written on it.
Calligraphy is often layered on the people in Shireen Nishat's photos. It falls over them like veils, or it tattoos their skin. Text, says Ho, gives these silent faces a kind of voice.
Shireen really believes in the power of the artist's voice to enact change, to unsettle the powerful,
and to protest. Iran's revolutionary history defined Shireen Nishat's life and much of her art. That's from a movie Nishat directed called Women Without Men. It follows four Tehranian women from very different class backgrounds in 1953, when the CIA helped overthrow the country's first democratically elected leader. The movie earned Nishat the top directing award at the Venice Film Festival in 2009 and helped cement her reputation in the art world.
She's a big art star.
Hirshhorn curator Melissa Ho.
It's not every artist who's featured, you know, in Harper's Bazaar looking incredibly glamorous.
Nishat is a master of image, says Ho. She points to one of Nishat's works of video art in the exhibition. It's two screens. You stand between them. On one, a woman's on stage in a completely deserted theater. The other shows a theater filled with applauding men.
A man comes in, a typical Iranian man, with white shirt, and he sings this very passionate classic music.
When he finishes, the woman on the other screen starts singing in her empty theater. Her music lacks language. It's wild and guttural. Women are not allowed to sing in public in Iran. The men on the other screen seem completely stunned.
Her music and her presence in this room represents something rebellious by having a voice that is victorious to the man. So to me, this is kind of indicative of how I feel about women in Iran, in the way that they're so far against the wall, but they're far more resilient and protesting, and they're much more of a fighter than the men because they have much more at stake.
Women in Shireen Nishat's work are the nonconformists, says Melissa Ho.
Sometimes only quietly or maybe out of sight, but they resist and they sort of take control of their story and they decide to defy the rules.
Much like Shireen Nishat. Her art at first was made just for her, a bridge from a place of exile.
And I never imagined that my work someday would be looked upon as a form of dialogue larger than my own personal life.
Instead, it's found audiences across countries and ideologies. That's why the Hirshhorn Museum's new director, Melissa Chu, chose Shireen Nishat for Chu's first major exhibition.
This idea of being born in one place, living, working in multiple places, that is a condition which will only increase.
And Nishat's take on globalism, gender, and power makes a statement about Chu's vision for the Smithsonian Institution's home for contemporary art.
In order to be a truly 21st century museum, we have to think about the world in different ways.
Even though Shireen Nashat's artistic path was sparked by a response to theocracy, Chu says she doesn't see Nashat as an Islamic artist. Shireen Nashat agrees.
I am not a practicing Muslim. I consider myself a secular Muslim. I do have my faith and I do have certain rituals that I do, and I go to the mosque when I can, when I'm traveling in that part of the world.
A recent series shows simple, shattering portraits of working-class parents in Egypt whose children were killed or arrested during the Arab Spring.
It's really about the question of people versus tyranny and people who fight power versus people who hold power.
Shireen Nashat wants to leverage her power in the art world to bring more voices from Iran and the Arab world into global conversations. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.